He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the November the 14th. We're halfway through the fourth quarter already, Stephen. You ready to gear up for all the billing and everything here again in about 6 weeks?
Well, ready to go.
Quarterly reports and the year end for corporate America coming up in 6 weeks. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson, and this market went south in a hurry.
Yes.
Neil Young used to say, I remember, which song was it? It was Don't Let It Bring You Down. And when he introduced the song in a live concert, he says, this song starts off really slow, and then it fizzles out altogether.
That was Neil Young.
That was Neil Young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Don't Let It Bring You Down. And I would say that this market started off really slow, then it fizzled out altogether. With the Dow's down 148 points right now. I think I'm going home. Should we sell everything?
No.
Should we go on Scottrade and push the sell button here? Huh? Come on.
What's wrong with my stock today?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's going to call up, what's wrong with Applied Materials today? Why is it down? Not even recognizing that the market, the NASDAQ, speaking of Applied Materials and the tech stocks and the NASDAQ, we're down 42 points on the NASDAQ right now. So we're down 0.6%. We're at 67.16. The S&P's down 16. That's also 0.6%. It's funny how they all fall in that same range. I guess I don't know how that works. S&P's at 25.68. The Russell 2000's only down 0.2%. There's your bright spot in this market today. Crude oil is down 57 cents, 56.19. What is the 10-year yield doing here?
We're at 2.375.
You know, we had hotter than expected producer price index, which is the inflation index. It's not the CPI. It's not the consumer price index, but it's the producer price index. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. On this Tuesday, November the 14th, you're here with Bill Gunderson. You're in our living room with us, right? We're in the Carlsbad BSN studios, and you're in your living room or in your car somewhere. We'd like to have you join us here for a little chit-chat about the market here in the next 50 minutes or so. And I'm sure the first question on your mind this morning is, what do you think their first question on their mind today?
What's wrong with the market?
What's wrong with this market?
Should we sell everything? Is this the top?
Have we got any emails yet?
No.
Any phone calls yet?
Not yet.
The phone ringing off the hook yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. It takes usually a 300-point drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then over 1%.
Then usually. That's the pain threshold. All right. Well, stocks open lower today as China data disappoints. Did you know that's what it was?
Not China.
I don't think
we blame everything on China, don't we?
I don't think actually it's China today. I think China has something to do with it. But data from China weighs on the sentiment. Chinese data on retail sales. Didn't Alibaba just have a record day?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't they a Chinese retailer?
Yeah.
Well, their industrial output and their fixed asset income growth. Do you follow that? You follow a chart of Chinese fixed asset income growth?
Every day, yeah.
They all missed expectations. Here's the problem. And this is going to be the problem in the U.S. eventually. I truly believe that the next recession in America and the next bear market in America will be caused by our bond market. Why is the Chinese market down today? Because their 10-year yield hit its highest level in 3 years. And that's why it is so critical to every day watch the U.S. bond market and the European bond markets for a clue as to when that slowdown and that recession finally begins to hit the U.S. Now, it's going to start in the bond market first. If you own bonds in China right now, and the Chinese 10-year yield is hitting its highest level in 3 years. What do you think the Chinese bond is doing today? It's got the Asian flu. One time I was at a Chinese restaurant, Stephen, and you know how you get the fortune cookie at the end?
Yep.
And you open up the fortune cookie, and my little piece of paper said, "You now have the Asian flu." I said, "Thank you. That's not what I came here for." But sometimes, you know, it'll be like what lottery numbers, what horse to bet on the next day, things like that. Instead, I get the Asian flu. Thanks a lot, pal. Well, the market has a little bit of the Asian flu. My point is, what do you think is taking it harder today in China, the bond market or the stock market? The bond market, while stockholders in China might have a little touch of, you know, Szechuan pepper indigestion, the bond market has a case of the Asian flu today. And I continue to warn those of you who have fallen for the old okey-doke, I call it, the rope-a-dope of just come to us. We're going to put you into a nice asset allocation. We're going to put you into a big chunk of the bond market, otherwise known as spicy Szechuan with the little red peppers in it, that someday, you know what? They got an afterburn. You ever eat a salsa that has an afterburn?
It goes,
at first it's like, isn't too hot.
This isn't that bad.
Nah. And then, wow, why did I do that? It ruined my whole dinner.
Yep.
Those little yellow peppers at Tommy's hamburgers, same thing. You always want to have a Tommy chili burger, which I think is the best hamburger in the world, okay? And you get those little yellow peppers. They're little chili peppers. They look very innocuous, very innocent looking. They're pretty yellow. One, just bite the tip off, and you ruin your whole evening. You think I'd learn by now. Well, the bond market can not only ruin your whole evening, it can ruin your whole retirement at some point in time. It's coming to a bond market near you. What's happening in China here, okay? Well, Europe bourses are mostly lower. How much is the 10-year responding today? How much is it? Where did it close yesterday? The U.S. 10-year. And where is it today?
It's at 2. I can't see the previous day. Maybe
I'll go see
if I can click here. It's at 2.376 today.
Yeah. And what is the change on that? Price change. Well, there it is. It's up 7.30 seconds.
Okay? Yeah.
That's pretty big. That's 25.6. That's 0.16 basis points. Let me just go to Yahoo for a minute and look up the 10-year. And it'll tell you where the 10-year started the day. Because right now we're still at a very low rate. Don't get me wrong. We're at 2.38% today. But where did we close yesterday on the 10-year? Now you got to go to Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Let me go to Yahoo. All right. We'll go to Yahoo Finance, and that'll give us the answer. All right. So now, I believe it's more than just the Chinese bond, however. And I believe it's much more than just the Chinese industrial production data. It's the tax cut. That's even a bigger factor.
So the previous close was 2.4. And today it's at 2.39.
So you're saying it went down?
Yeah.
Then it had a big jump yesterday that we missed then, because it hasn't been 2.4 in quite some time. How important is the tax cut? Well, I mean, I said in my newsletter last week, if we don't get the tax cut this year, this market has seen a top for now. Doesn't mean that it can't eventually break out and go higher. Remember yesterday, Stephen, we talked about the different phases of a stock or a market?
Yep.
Down, up, sideways, or topping out,
right?
Getting ready to roll over. I don't believe we're topping out and getting ready to roll over by any means, because I don't see a recession out there on the horizon. But I do believe we're going to enter into a number one phase.
Sideways.
And the only way you can do anything, the only way you can maneuver at all within a number one sideways trend is to try to find, but it's much harder to find. Let's not forget that 80% of the action in a stock on a daily basis is because of the market. It's market action. The market's going sideways, there's going to be a lot fewer winners. You're entering into a more high-risk period of time. Low return, high risk, you really have to be a stock picker. But I don't care how good of a stock picker you are. If the market enters into a sideways phase, we're doing okay. We got a big winner, actually, today.
It's almost like it's better to be in a downtrend than to be in a sideways trend.
Yeah, in a way.
Because then you can at least inverse or
the last two years of Obama were very difficult. Yes. Because we entered into a major, major, major sideways trend. And we had a lot of people that got frustrated and left the market.
Yep.
Because they hadn't seen anything move in their account, not realizing that every once in a while the market consolidates like that. It has to consolidate like that. It has to consolidate its gains.
And people are going
to
be pretty spoiled after this next, after this big run that we've had for the past.
You know what? And it's you said the magic words there. I would rather have this market go into a bear than to go sideways, because I can do inverse on the bear. I can pick on the most buoyant areas of the market, which would be big tech and the internet and social media and all this kind of thing. But right now, for now, the tax thing is not a done deal in any means. And meanwhile, we got to talk about General Electric, irrational exuberance, the German economy, the United States, the world undisputed leader in oil production, Greece, the first digital pill. You swallow this pill, it has a chip in it. Hello. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio show with Bill Gunderson and Steven Gunderson. What did we hear? What were the boys in Dallas telling us today? Raining.
Raining in Dallas.
Cold, windy. How long?
Traffic.
How long to get to work?
Over an hour.
How long did it take us to get from our Carlsbad home to our Carlsbad office?
15 minutes.
How many cars did we pass?
Not that many.
One, two. What's the temperature today?
We led the way.
You got the temperature today? We watched the sunrise.
It's supposed to be 74 today.
I thought it was going to be 80. It's going to be 83 tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
83.
Sounds nice.
We live in the Garden of Eden here in San Diego.
We really do.
But we pay through the nose.
Yep.
I looked at the check I wrote to the state of California last year. Ouch.
Yeah.
And if they're going to take away that deduction from me, double ouch. Mm. Anyways, okay, here's what's going on today. Market down. Market worried about China. Market worried about those tax cuts. Are they going to happen this year, or aren't they going to happen? We've got Jeff Sessions testifying right now. Will he go after Hillary? We've got the Roy Moore issue. You know, who was it? Jerry Lee Lewis. See, Stephen, you're too young to know all of this. Jerry Lee Lewis was a piano player and a rock and roller, great balls of fire. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. He got involved with like 14-year-old girls.
Oh, that's not good.
That seemed to be a thing back there in the South and other areas of the world. And all these women now coming forward with Roy Moore. And guess who's by their side as they come forward? What's her name? The attorney.
Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred is looking into them. You poor thing, you poor baby. I'm not minimizing it at all, but she seems to love the cameras, and she wears her red, and she puts on her face, and they get acting lessons, and they cry right at the right moment, and what are they after? Well, she's pretty much a political hack, okay? She torpedoed the governorship of Meg Whitman here in California because Meg Whitman hired an undocumented worker. Which half the restaurants in California hire undocumented workers, right? But Meg Whitman, she had a sanctuary home, I guess. So anyways, Gloria Allred is a publicity hound. And they're coming forward out of the woodwork. It looks bad to me. If I was Roy
Moore, pretty serious
issue. I think you're a big hypocrite, pal.
Yeah.
I think you need to step down, pal. Meanwhile, let's look at a chart of GE, would you? Pull up GE just for a minute.
It's one of your favorite stocks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love GE.
When I was in Sarasota, I was telling them how much I love GE.
Yep.
Do you know that GE's down almost 50% since then?
Oof.
And I had people that showed me their portfolios. They had a lot of GE in those portfolios. What's it doing today?
Down another almost 5%.
It's hitting a 10-year low at $18. Where did Jeffrey Immelt go? Where is he? You know that for 10 years while he was at the helm of GE, the investors did not make a penny? Oof. You know how much Immelt walked away with during those same... Why isn't he testifying before Congress today, Jeffrey Immelt? We want you to tell us, where did the money go, pal? How much did you make? How much did the shareholders make? There's your...
But it pays a 5% dividend.
Well, listen... Factoring in the dividend, they cut the dividend in half.
That's what people always say, though. But it pays a good dividend.
I get my dividend check, but your principal went to hell in a bucket.
Yeah,
hell in what's the Grateful Dead song? Going to hell in a bucket, and boy, am I enjoying the ride. That's the Grateful Dead for you. Well, anyways, President Trump said there will be no negotiations on the amount of the tax cut. He wants 20%. That's what Mnuchin told the Wall Street Journal. We're going to go to 20% from 35. It's the timing of it that is the issue right now. And it's the biggest issue in the market right now. 48% of investors in Bank of America Merrill Lynch's fund manager survey say stocks are overvalued. Irrational exuberance is back. Here's the problem. I've been saying that for 5 years.
More than that.
Okay. A record that even tops the level seen prior to the bursting of the dot-com bubble. Now, what is more important here? The amount of investors that think the market is overvalued or the valuation of the market?
Valuation of the market.
Of course it is. Do we put the valuation of the market in the newsletter every single Friday? Did we get the newsletter out by 4 p.m. this last Friday?
Yes, we did.
We're going to get it out by 3 p.m. this Friday, so Dad can go home a little earlier.
Yep.
In fact, I got to go home way early. I think Del Mar's running on Friday. I know it is. Let's get it done by noon so I can make the daily double. Oh, I just enjoy. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place just to spend a day, whether you gamble or not. It's just a beautiful place to spend a day with beautiful people. Well, 48% of investors think the market's overvalued. Well, I say the market is fully valued if we don't get the tax cuts. If we do get the tax cuts, then the bull market marches on. German economy accelerates in Q3. Listen to this. I haven't seen this in a long time. GDP in Germany grew at an annualized rate of 3.3%. Okay, that's what we're trying to get to. The last, you know, the whole Obama era, we were at 2%. Germany is at 3.3 right now. Of course, the German Bund is at almost 0%, just barely above 0%. But in Europe, they're starting to tighten. No more buying back. They're having a taper tantrum in Europe. When we went through the technical analysis of the markets last week, you know how that section of the newsletter, we go through all the world markets?
Yes.
And all of the asset classes?
Yes.
I remember two major trends in both the emerging markets and in Europe. What was that trend? Sideways. They were sideways. I drew a line.
Yeah, that's right.
I drew a line. I drew a resistance line. Here's a ceiling. We now have sideways action. Why do you think we have sideways action in Europe? Because of the ECB, the European Central Bank. No more. It's a taper tantrum. They're starting to do what the U.S. Fed started to do a couple years ago. Now, our markets have continued to go higher despite the hiking of interest rates in America. That's because they haven't really started to hike yet. But in Germany and Europe, the market has cooled off. It's going sideways because of the ECB. And as we look around the world, we're also seeing a leveling off in the emerging markets. Why? Because of this tax issue here in America. Okay, but 3.3 growth in Germany, pretty good. Maybe yeah. We give Trump credit for that. I don't know. Over the last year and the deals and whatever, who do we give credit for this to? United States will become the world's undisputed leader. The undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali. No, we're the leader in oil production.
Wow.
It's the strongest growth seen by any country in the history of the crude oil markets.
Wow.
Williston, Permian, the Haynesville Shale, Louisiana, Texas, all those places that are freezing this morning while we're here in San Diego in shirt sleeves. Can you believe it? But what's that going to do to oil prices? Well, the IEA is calling for $83 per barrel by 2025. They used to have it at 101. They're lowering it to $83. So that's what, 8 years down the road still. Here's a good one before we get to individual stocks. Second half, we're going to get to individual stocks. Greece announces a $1.4 billion payout in welfare handouts.
Whew.
How's the Greece economy doing?
Not very good. I think we all know that.
Yeah, Alex Tsipras. All right. When we come back, individual stocks, a lot of them to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we got a little downdraft in the market today. And that market is probably going to be a little bit choppy and windy and white cappy here until we get a resolution to the timing of that tax cut. There may be no negotiations on the amount of the tax cut for corporations. That's the one that I care about the most. It's that corporate tax cut. And, of course, I care about the state and local. I don't think we're going to get that one. I think that one's going poof. I care about the mortgage. I care about the estate tax, which seems to be pretty unanimous that it's going away. But it's that corporate one that really, really drives the stock market. And that's why we watch the action, the behind-the-scenes shuffle, right? The Senate shuffle, could you call it? There's got to be a song, the Senate shuffle, as they go around glad-handing and twisting, arm-twisting. We'll do this to you if you don't do this and all that kind of stuff. Well, meanwhile, let's talk about some individual stocks here. The FDA approves a first digital pill. The FDA has approved the first digital pill made by Otsuka Pharmaceutical. Steven, do you have your Scott trade up?
I don't.
Pull it up, and I want you to look up OTSKY, Otsky. That's the company that makes this pill. What is it? It's embedded with a sensor. In other words, a semiconductor, and can tell doctors whether and when patients take their medicine. Okay, OTSKY when you get on Scott. Just look at a chart of it. How big is the company? What's the market capitalization? The drug is a version of the established drug Abilify for schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and depression. So not only does it deliver the drug needed for those maladies, it will also transmit to the doctor as to whether or not the patient is taking the pill. Because I know for a fact that that's a problem with the people that suffer from these. We've had it in our own family, bipolar disorder. And I've known people with schizophrenia. And, of course, depression is pretty widespread. Well, the Abilify will apply the drugs that they need, but will also tell the doctor or whoever, I guess, the caretaker, whoever, whether or not they're taking their medicine. Now, while a patient can block transmission via a smartphone app, okay, here's the deal, Stephen. The patient will have it on their app, and they can block anyone from seeing whether or not they take the pill.
Right.
The technology is still likely to prompt questions about privacy.
Yeah.
What does the stock look like? Oh,
it doesn't look very good. It's a $23 billion market cap.
That's pretty big.
It's big, but it's not performing well. No. I'm looking at a 1-year chart. Well, it's kind of.
We'll add it to the app. We'll add it to the Best Stocks Now database, okay?
All right.
Albemarle. Let's pull up ALB for a minute. This is a stock that we own in our ultra growth portfolio. ALB today is getting a downgrade. Okay, I don't pay much attention to downgrades because I do my own valuations on stocks. The stock is down 3.7%. It's been in an uptrend. Pull up a weekly chart on ALB. It's been in an uptrend since, well, listen, this lithium boom and the boom in the lithium stocks, as I pointed out in an article, began at the end of 2015, remember? December 15th, right in there. Albemarle at that time was at $52 per share. Okay, 2 years ago it was at 52. What's it at today?
I had to restart my whole browser.
Oh, yeah. That, you know what?
I was
Bill Gates is
something.
The Antichrist. Yeah. There's nothing.
This is actually my Apple.
Oh, it's Apple.
I was downloading something for you.
Maybe Steve Jobs was part of, maybe he was 333 instead of 666. Albemarle is hitting $137 per share today. Why? Lithium. Speaking of which, that's what bipolar people have to take. Lithium pills. But lithium has other uses. It's the lightest metal in the world. Therefore, it makes it the metal of choice for electric batteries used by Tesla and Chevy Volt and many electric cars coming. Lithium is highly volatile, as we've seen. Boeing knows all about how volatile it is. They've had batteries explode and catch fire. You remember that in the Dreamliner? And that's happened in a few of the Tesla cars themselves. But for now, there's no better solution than lithium. Well, Albemarle is being downgraded to a hold. He's raising his stock price target to $150, but he believes the stock is pretty much fully valued. And he says that new lithium processing capacity is coming online, which should pressure lithium prices by 2019. Well, we'll see. Because you know what? Commodities are all about supply and demand. We've seen that in oil. As America has become the number one producer, no longer is it Saudi Arabia, no longer is it any country in the Middle East, it's Williston Basin, it's Haynesville, it's Louisiana, it's the Permian Basin in Texas. We're the number one producer in oil in the world. What has that done? It's increased supply. When you have increased supply in a supply-demand equation, it's a balance. We have this giant balance at home by our dining room table, our living room, family room, where we eat.
Right.
I get it all mixed up, all these rooms and everything. Where do you eat this? And which side is my fork on? And which side does my napkin go? We have a giant balance. You've seen that, right? A giant balance. Market's coming back, okay? What happened at UCLA today?
Oh, you got the kids getting arrested in China for shoplifting?
Oh, I didn't.
Three of the UCLA. One of them was Lonzo Ball's brother.
Oh, that figure.
And guess who got him out?
Alonzo Ball.
Donald Trump.
Don.
It's okay. Such a crazy story. Yeah. Well, 2017.
We have live TV going on here, too, while we're doing it. But anyways, when supply goes up, it's like the scale. What happens to price? It goes down.
Yep.
And when supply goes down, the price goes up. Just remember that equation within any kind of a commodity at all, and yep, you've got the answer. But now you try to follow price and demand and oil and all this and that. Well, lithium prices have hit all-time highs. Why? Because the demand has increased tremendously, yep, and it's only going to get more fierce. We've gone through the countries. India, all electric at some point.
2020.
China, one-third electric.
Yep.
Most of Europe, all electric. Most of Europe. Toledo, Ohio, I don't know. Minnetonka, Minnesota, where it's 12 degrees this morning or 27 degrees, I don't know if they're going to go electric. But the rest of the world is going electric, folks. And that's going to continue to put upward price on lithium, up price pressure. All right, Coca-Cola. Now, this points out what is so different about what we do, Stephen. Stephen knows the process that I put in place. How unique is our process?
Very unique.
It's one of a kind.
Yes.
I don't know of any other firm in America that uses the process that I've invented and put in place, which combines value with momentum.
It seems like a pretty simple solution.
Well,
to me,
I'm sure there's guys out there, they're called quants. And I don't know if a quant just looks at momentum, let's just look at mobile. I think a quant is very much performance tilt.
Right.
And I think what I do is very much a value tilt with a lot of momentum thrown in. Would we call Coca-Cola a core holding?
No.
Wells Fargo thinks Coca-Cola, K-O, is a core holding. What is it ranked in the Best Stocks Now app? Give me the number. We've
Let's
got
pull it up.
5,400 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs. That's the beauty of the app. It's the beauty of the app. It's the lie detector.
It Wells is ranked.
Florida. Let's hear it.
2,277.
Okay.
Smack dab in the middle.
Okay. I'm the Yankees, and I'm looking for someone to bring up, you know, or someone to draft.
Looking for the next Aaron Judge.
And there's a prospect out there. Now, sometimes these guys hit. You know, we remember the catcher for the Dodgers being the last guy selected in the draft. He was Tommy Lasorda's godson, Piazza.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Piazza was Tommy Lasorda's godson. It's the only reason he got drafted. He ended up in, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
One of the greatest catchers
I've
ever seen.
It happens once in a while. And you know what? On the other end of that scale, how many number one draft picks by the Padres went bust?
All of them. Except for the past 2 or 3 years.
The one guy ended up in prison.
Yep.
Matt
Bush. But now he's good.
Now he's on the Texas Rangers at age 34 throwing 100 miles an hour with tattoos. He's tattoos all over his body, and his prison number is on his chest, right? How much did we signed him out of high school for a $6 million bonus.
Yeah.
And he went on a crime spree with his money.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
We have bad luck in San Diego.
What's Coca-Cola done? I mean, over the last 10 years, what kind of a return?
It's delivered 4.1% per year.
Okay, but Wells Fargo, the same people that opened all of those illegal accounts when people weren't looking, are now telling you, now nothing against Atlanta. We love you in Atlanta. We love our listeners in Atlanta. We love the people at the station in Atlanta. But we don't like Coca-Cola stock, and we don't believe it's a core holding anymore. It's a non-growth company, not a non-profit, a non-growth company.
But you do like Diet Coke.
No, Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay.
Hello. You know me better than that. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final two furlongs of this 1 mile race. I was asking Stephen during the break, I thought I taught you better. I said, Stephen, what's a furlong?
I know it's part of horse racing. I just don't know the exact length.
It's an eighth of a mile, okay? And where does the word furlong come from? It comes from the Bible. So a 1 mile race in horse racing is 8 furlongs. The most common race in horse racing is 6 furlongs. That's considered a sprint, 3/4 of a mile. How fast does a horse run? Well, about as fast as we're going to get through these last 8 stocks in these final 2 furlongs. But I can tell you this, they run a furlong in about 12 seconds by average. Now, some horses run it in 11 seconds. Those are the ones you want to play. You don't want the ones that run it in 13 seconds.
No.
If a horse runs a furlong in 12 seconds, that means it runs a mile in about 1:36 is what that works out to. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's 8 times 12, 96. 60 seconds, 1:36 a horse runs a mile. Now, you figure that out. How fast is that horse going? About 42 miles per hour. See, I've always been a numbers whiz. And I have a mind that can calculate what a horse is going to run the first 6 furlongs in. But what's more important is what he runs the last two furlongs. That's all that matters.
Did he speed up or slow down?
But when we add the two together, we get their final time. And when we find one that has a superior final time that nobody can touch, well, then you have a best horse now. That's how it works.
So we're going to create an app.
A horse normally runs the stretch in 24 seconds. Now, I've seen horses that can run that stretch in 22 seconds. I remember one horse, Street Boss, I think his name was Street Boss. It was a Bruce Headley horse in California. That horse could run the stretch like nobody's business. And he had another one, Cherokee Nation, Choctaw Nation. And that horse, he tried to sneak him into a maiden claimer his first time out. He won big, and somebody claimed the horse off of him for $62,000 and went on to win all these stakes races, you know, because the horse ran the stretch faster than any horse I ever saw in my life. Well, anyways, here we go. Here we are in the final 2 furlongs of an 8-furlong race. We've talked about Albert Marley, the lithium stock. We've talked about Coca-Cola, the flat stock, because over the last 5 years, Coca-Cola has been going down by 2% per year. Their growth in earnings, they run those furlongs very slow at the age they're at these days. How about a cannabis stock? A cannabis grower in southeastern Massachusetts has agreed to purchase 3 of Tecogen's. Look up a chart, Stephen. T-G-E-N. Tecogen makes machinery and equipment for the cannabis industry.
It's an ugly looking chart.
Yeah, it's an ugly chart. Okay. But if there was a marijuana index and the symbol was high, right, or Maui, I don't know what you would call it, gold, Tecogen would be in that index, wouldn't it? All right. Now, I want to talk next. We're going to go from marijuana to chicken wings. You and I...
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, well, you and I have ripped Buffalo Wild Wings in the past for how lousy the food is and how loud the music is.
I don't mind Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, well, you're a millennial.
The restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, my wife and I, we like Sinatra playing in the background. We like red leather booths.
Yeah, that's different than my generation.
My father went to red leather booth places. with pictures of Sinatra and preferably a picture. If there was a picture of a horse with a jockey, we're eating there.
Yeah.
That's our favorite new restaurant. Okay. Italian, steakhouse, whatever. Okay, but Buffalo Wild Wings does not conjure up any kind of atmosphere for me at all. Other than
You like sports.
But it's too loud. And how can I listen to six games at once?
That's the beauty of
it. I come out of there with a massive headache and acid indigestion. I need Rolaids and an aspirin. Okay. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings is being courted by Rourke Capital. They've made an offer for the company at $150 per share. Why is the stock only trading at $145, Stephen? Why is it not trading at $150? He's got to think about that for a minute. Well,
I don't know.
You're going to learn something here today. Because the offer has not been accepted.
Yeah, it's not a
There's risk in that offer.
It's just like the same thing happened with Avago and
Qualcomm.
Exactly.
If somebody bought Buffalo Wild Wings today at $145, you'd say, well, that's sure money. I'm going to make $3 and $4.25 per share when the takeover's done. Well, the takeover's not done. They're building in a risk premium. Now, it went to $150 this morning. You see that?
Yep.
And then it immediately sold off. Well, what if the shareholders turn it down like they did at Qualcomm? And then there's the other chance that someone bigger comes along and really wants that Buffalo Wild Wings franchise. How does the one by us do? Do you ever go in it? I've never been in it.
It does a good business, but I don't know where the people are coming from because I walk in, I don't recognize
them. They're coming from San Marcos or Escondido.
There's one in San Marcos.
They're
too.
Not locals. Yeah, there is one in San Marcos. You're right. Home Depot beats by 2 cents. We do own Home Depot in the income account. Home Depot is up today. You got a dividend yield of 2.2%. Is it fair to say, pull up a monthly chart of Home Depot, would you? A monthly chart. Go back to 2009 when this all began, this bull market. How has Home Depot done?
It's been a very good performing stock.
It's gone from 23 to 165.
I'd rather have that dividend yield than GE's dividend yield.
Or Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting 2.1%, and the stock has gone from $25 a share to $165 per share during this bull market. That's a seven bagger. Now pull up a monthly chart of Coca-Cola. It's done okay. It's doubled during that time, while Home Depot has gone up sevenfold.
Yeah.
Home Depot's been running those furlongs at 10 seconds a furlong, while Coca-Cola's been running those furlongs at 13 seconds. And over a 7 to 8 year period
then,
of time,
so.
That makes a big difference. Now pull up a monthly chart of GE.
Yep.
Okay. Gone nowhere. Thank you, Jeffrey Immelt. I wanted to see you on the hot seat testifying before Congress. Where'd the money go, Jeffrey? Into your private jet, Mr. Immelt? I've ripped him many times on the air. And I usually get paid back somehow. I get an SEC investigation or something. No, I'm just kidding. I think Immelt does listen, and I think Immelt has his people out there, but not anymore because he's not at the helm. Meanwhile, TJX misses on revenue. Does that surprise you at all? Does your wife shop at TJ Maxx? My wife does, actually.
My wife doesn't shop very much.
Is that a sideways chart? That's a sideways chart.
Yeah,
it's a sideways chart. They've been growing their earnings. Their latest quarter, their earnings were up 6%. Their sales were up 6%. That's it. No. How about Dick's Sporting Goods? They report earnings. This is the last one in our final two furlong. DKS, we're in the home stretch. Is that a horrible chart or what?
Yes.
I go into Dick's Sporting Goods, the massive. How many people are shopping? Me? And there's a guy sweeping up.
Yeah.
I don't think he shops there. Well, anyways, we do things entirely different here at Gunderson Capital. We are a very unique firm. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Begin with the newsletter. Begin with the newsletter and see what we're all about. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.